epistles that we read now that have been put together in the Bible, I hope you know they were just letters sent to different churches. People didn't have access to copies of the letters. It was just a public reading, and they would pass from one group to another. We read because we want to be renewed, want to be refreshed, we want to get better. And one of the best things you can do apart from your Bible is to read good books. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Can we welcome Stamoji this morning as she reads on love? Let's welcome her, please. Thank you. Thinking that, not that they are thinking. From that article, they found that a lot of them that pushed themselves. Some of them have failed. Some of them have been sidelined by men. Some of those businesses have failed. Some of them in the process, they've lost families. I read about someone that said, oh, she wanted to just be in about 2, 3, 4 different corporations to become director. And she didn't bother about issue of relationship. She wasn't thinking about relationship. Then she achieved her goals, her desires, and now she felt that even in Nigeria, what's the point? That now she was not trying to consider the issue of marriage, too late. So in that article, it's like, ladies, girls are thinking, I want soft life. I just want to be a helper to somebody. I just want to have family. You know, let the husband go and do all the making of money. I just want to take care of a man, take care of kids. And some are like, no, no way. You can't go back to that. And I remember talking with my husband. I said, one of the fears of ladies is the fact that they want to have some financial independence. Apart from, you know, the general desire to achieve, you know, things in life, what men can do, women can do better. Apart from that, everybody wants to have some level of financial independence because you don't know what, you don't know, you don't know. You don't know. So some are saying, well, you just have to find the middle line where boss lady and soft life will merge, where you are trying to still make efforts to be somebody, in quotes, to achieve, and at the same time, tending to family and stuff like that. If you are interested, you can private chat me. I'll send you the article. Well, it's going on seriously now in the Western world. They just, a lot of those girls, they just feel, what's the rush? What's the need? I just want to be catered for. And that's part, the feminine part of ladies. I've talked about that over the years. That a lot of us, in a bid to achieve, we lose our feminine touch. We lose our feminine touch. Fine, it's good too. But then, you become so much like a man that you have two men living in the house. And sometimes it can be tough. Even so stressful. Stressful. So we mean, find balance. Ask God to help us. Yes, God wants us to achieve things, you know, like the Proverbs 31 woman. She was achieving things. She was doing things. But at the same time, and one of the things, you know, I think my husband and I said was the fact that for us to understand our seasons, as men and women, to understand our seasons. There is a season where if you are married, you have children, you just have to mellow down a bit for the sake of your husband and that and those children. And then you just finally find out that another season comes. They are on their own. Then you can go full length. But to not cooperate with the season of your life can cause a lot of damages, collateral damages. that sometimes are not redeemable because the children have grown, they are now on their own, and they have missed a lot of training, a lot of, you know, input from your life as a woman, even as a father too. God will help us and grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something I just want to share with us this morning. Bible says, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Have you ever heard about Christians being attacked? Spiritual attack. You'll say, you know, they attack that person spiritually. Everybody's looking at me. We know now. We are adults. All kind of things, you know, the poison is food, or they put something on the seat. What else? Sickness and disease and all of that. And as we grow older, we get into positions of authority, whether we like it or not. I heard about a man, he's a believer. They said, the throne is vacant, and is the family that is in in line, his own family. The children, one of the kids told me, said, we fought that. We said, no, daddy, we will not. You know, this and that and that. But eventually, he has to become. And you know, to be a king in Nigeria, in Yoruba land, you know all those things that he did. But he's a believer. We can see our Shonwu of Ogbomoso. And I remember the king, the late king, they are yet to appoint another person in my husband's hometown. He was a believer, even a pastor. He became a pastor in Redeem before he died. Good believer, and they did all sorts of things against him, according to stories I heard. You know, those fears are there, and that's why you find people joining all kinds of occultic group as they get older. I remember my husband saying that he got to a point in his father's life that because he was doing well, his friend said, you have to find a way of securing and protecting yourself and your children. So they took him to join the Ogboni. And they wanted to incorporate Mama too. Mama did not allow them to do that to her. She refused. Then I think my husband said after a while, even the father left the Ogboni stuff and all of that. You know, people in the world, they have ways and means of sorting themselves out. But we as believers, especially in this kind of our setting, you know, I've heard people saying that, in Rock Foundation Church, they don't pray. They don't pray. And what they mean by that is, we don't do their own kind of praying. Hello. In fact, some people even come here, they have such mentality. I'm bad rato in church. That for pastor to declare 7 days of fasting and prayer, or we go to mountains. Is that the New Testament way of handling such situation? Is that the New Testament way? We're going to look at the scriptures this morning. In Numbers chapter 22, there's a story there that I want us to just quickly see some things there. Numbers 22 from verse 1. We have the story of the children of Israel being attacked, about to be attacked, which we call spiritual attack today. And a whole lot of, you know, ministries and organizations are set up around all this kind of stuff. But can we say the truth this morning? Then the children of Israel, from verse 1, moved and camped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was exceedingly afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was sick with dread because of the children of Israel. It's interesting to know that this king, he wasn't even trying to protect. Okay, he was actually trying to protect his own territory. Because later he said that if I allow these people, they will suck us up. They will destroy us. He was trying to protect what he had, but he was really afraid of the children of Israel, that they were many, that they were doing well. So that was his main reason. He was afraid. He was, so to say, who are these people? What do they have? Why are they this strong? And they have heard, you know, the nations around them had heard about what happened in Egypt, how God helped them. But it's this man, out of fear and all of that, he said, I know what I'm going to do. So he sent for a priest that, I want you to come. I want you to come and curse the children of Israel for me. And the reason why he said he wanted the priest to come and curse the children was so that he could attack them and defeat them. It was like placing something upon them that will make them to be weak. Then when they meet in battle, they will just be meat for him. He wanted them destroyed because he was trying to protect his own territory, protect what he had, what he had worked for, what he had labored for. And, you know, all kinds of things happen in places of work, all around us, in among relatives. People just want to. I want my own. So I don't mind to go to any extent to attack you, to do this, to do that. And we are in this world, we are not exempted. But thank God for the solution that we have in Christ Jesus. One thing I want us to see from this story is the fact that the children of Israel, they were not even aware of what Balaam and Balak, what they were doing. When you get home, read the whole chapter and the next chapter. They were not aware. They were still afar off, but he started making his own plans. That is Balak. He started making his own plans. Look at verse 6. He said, therefore, please come at once. Curse these people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. That looks like the way people will go to Babalawo. Ah, I know one Baba somewhere. Whatever he does, if he plays a curse on someone, that person is cursed. You know, I mentioned the devil last time. Usually, they go to all those kind of places. But it's not only Jebu, there are places, even here, that people will go to, there's one Baba somewhere. And they're usually Baba. I don't know why. I don't know. Women don't, but there are also women who are into such anyway. There are women who are into such, you know, occultic powers. Let's see what he was trying to do, to place a curse. The opposite of curse is what? Blessing. We say it's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and has no sorrow. The blessing of God empowers you to prosper. The curse that they place is what empowers or is a process towards defeat. To curse defeat, to curse failure. That's what a curse does. That means you labor, you don't see what you are laboring for. They put a curse. It's interesting, when you are in a rural setup, you go to Oritameta. I want to say it's in Yoruba. Roundabouts. I wonder where, Three-way junction, yeah. I wonder why it is Orita. Usually Orita. But it's amazing, I was in Lagos recently. I saw the same, even in Lagos. Even in Lagos, you see one calabash or one black pot, you know, with all kinds of things. I said, even in Lagos. Then I think I was talking with Ayo recently. He said, Mom, I have seen men walking out of cemetery around 5:30 a.m. In fact, they said there was a day I saw a man sitting down by a cemetery, eating from a pot, because she used to go very early to work. That word is real. You know, we are like always. There are two extremes of us. There's one extreme of, no, nobody. Such things don't happen. We're in 21st century. Nobody, no such things don't happen. No, don't tell me that, you know. That's where Western world, where they have gotten them. So they think everything is physical and economical, nothing spiritual. I hope you know everything is spiritual. It depends on which side of the spirit that you are dealing with. And Bible says the children of this generation, they are children of this world, they are wiser in their generation. They know that they need the help. They know that they can't do it on their own. So they are seeking for one baba, one mama, something to get what they want. There's that extreme. No. There's another extreme. Everything is demon. Everything is evil. You know? You don't put your shoe anywhere. You don't sit anywhere. You don't drink. Just drink anyhow. You are so cautious. Any little dream, there's a meaning to it. You are very conscious of the evil world. Not just conscious of it, but you are being driven by fear of, you don't shake hands. Some people don't even greet. They are just so cautious. But what's the balance? What's the balance this morning? Let's take a look at it. It's real that such things happen. I heard about a man that said, not even a man. There was a time, the governor of our state, one of those governors, I won't mention him, one of the directors then said, he called and said, please, anytime you see any spooky contracts or anything that you think this is not right, please call me. Because they come into my office with all kinds of juju that sometimes I will have signed before I realize what I'm doing. I remember being told about an head of an organization too, who knew such things. And somebody was entering his office and was doing like this. So it just looked at some of you don't understand that. God bless your ignorance. He just looked at him and said, hey, are you the one? Remember, Prof. Am I the one that you are doing this for? Get out of my office. I remember one of those kids, that they post online. This man wanted a job. He approached, somebody helped him. Say, okay, my friend is the head of that organization. Go to him. You will get a job. So he got there. The man was about to take him, but he's like, let me just, do some interview. He said, he claimed that he had 2-1 in biochemistry. So the man said, what's happening? Okay, when did you finish? About 7 years ago. Okay, what's this and that? He said, okay, don't you understand? I said, I finished 7 years ago. I can't remember. He said, okay, I understand. Okay, it's like for somebody to ask somebody who said, I have to. Okay, give me the formula for water. He said, I'm just using that as an example. It was something related to biochemistry. He said, forget about that. Just give me the job. He said, no, I cannot give you the job. The only job I can give you in this organization is to be maybe the storekeeper. He said, what do you mean? Me, with 2-1 in so, storekeeper. And all of a sudden, just say, because I'm having football. Oh, yeah, sign. So the man pretended in the drama. He pretended that the thing had caught him. So he said, okay, come. I will sign. Yeah. He said, yes, that's what I'm talking about. That one started saying his own, He took his file and ran out of it. Was like, power don't meet power in this place, so. Praise God. are not going to be afraid of the evil world. We're not going to be panicking and suspicious of, neither are we going to be sleeping on the mountain. Just because I am now the head of this institution, I shift my base to the mountain because I don't want to be attacked. I don't want my children to be attacked. You know, that's a way of doing it. A way of responding. We do hide and seek. Have you ever thought about why your closest friend will not tell you they are leaving Nigeria until 2 days? Eh? Have you thought about that? Some people would not. One of my closest friends just woke up Saturday morning. In fact, she had to call me and say, Kemi, what's happening? Her nephew that she trained, they saw a week before, only for him to just send a message, I landed in Highland safe and sound. And she did not have an inkling that this guy was even thinking of traveling. They saw a week before. What do you think informs such? You know, you are trying to hide. You don't know. You know, in Yoruba setup, we have such things. You don't know who likes you. You don't know who. So, a lot of hide and seek stuff that we do. And sometimes we lie as believers. You are going to Chapon, but you don't want them to know that you are going to Chapon. And then, Mufed Debara. You know, I'm just using that as an example. I just want to. So, hide and seek. But that breeds a lot of fear and secrecy. You find other people telling their children, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. You know, all kinds of things. It instills fear and secrecy. Then another response is to start going to the mountain, like I said. You do send to back to the sender kind of prayers. You are into warfare. You pray and pray and pray and fast and fast and fast and fast. It's good to pray, it's good to fast. But it's good to pray and fast with knowledge, not with fear. Knowledge, not with fear. Oh, my children. Oh, my this. Oh, my that. Even my own safety. But there's a righteous response that God expects from us. That as we mature, we know better and we respond better. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. What's a righteous response? That we will not be pushed to any extreme. We will not be living in fear. Neither are we going to be seeking prophets. You know, there are prophets. Just like Balak, the king, search for Balaam. There are people who have household prophets. Any little dream, they go to prophets. Any little thing that the child has to do, Carlo consults somebody to see for us, to pray for us, to cover for us. I hope we know that we know in part, we prophesy in part. There was a church in this land. The man was telling my husband, I said, people pushed me to say all sorts of things. Some of us, we are the one pushing these men of God. He said, they will come after this wonderful service. He has preached. He said, they will not line up. Pastor, Kiloluwaso. Pastor, Omomi. Pastor, this. So he will not start. God said, peace be unto you. God said, that church, they've scattered. They have scattered. Because you don't grow on, you can't grow on such. Trying to seek somebody. Whereas the truth is here in the word of God for us to abide with. And a lot of those so-called prophets, a lot of them, they operate by familiar spirits. By demonic spirits. God was not going to speak to Balaam to curse his own people. He wasn't going to do that. A lot of them operate by familiar spirits, demonic spirits. There are a lot of people who know that if they say, I am Babalawo, I'm a Nifa priest. You won't come to them because you claim to go to church. But what do? They drop the traditional wear and they come in shirt and tie. The Lord has sent me to you. You know, sometimes even you walk on the road, you say, Eshora. You know, they come to you. And usually all those kind of words, they instill fear, not faith. It is fear. So that you can keep coming again and again. There was a woman that Dr. Me told us about in Saple years ago. That woman, she will not travel until she has gone to the prophet or to a man of God. And the man of God will anoint her for her to take a journey from Saple to Lagos. Every time, there was no time she traveled without being anointed. And suddenly, she had to travel. And pastor or prophet was not around. No, she died in that journey. True story. She died. Why? I'm sure she would have just been wondering, where is the prophet? Oh? And he was not allowed to anoint me. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Fear. Fear. Isaiah chapter 54. Look at verse 16. Verse 14, sorry. It says, in righteousness you shall be established. In righteousness, there's a righteous response to the thought of, evil. Thought of, somebody may attack me. Oh, somebody is delaying my promotion. Somebody is doing something against me. There's a righteous, it says, in righteousness you will be established. For us to not swing to any extreme, for us to be balanced and be able to, enjoy what God has for us, the covering, the protection, like he did for the children of Israel. They were not even aware, but God was covering them. He says, in righteousness you shall be established. Why? You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. You shall not fear. God told them, say, fear not what they fear. Fear not what they fear. As we get older, don't fear evil coming from anybody, somebody attacking you, somebody doing any juju against you or your children. No, he said, don't fear their fear. And what you do, he says, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Verse 15 says, indeed, they shall surely assemble. That's a fact. That some people will assemble, they would try it. They will want to do something or the other against your progress. Why is it that at school? I've heard about businesses that they will just wait. You get to the shop and you find calabash in front of your premises. You know, such things happen. They want to cast spell so that nobody will come. They said, in Abeokuta, one of us was telling me last week, started a business in this town. And he got a call. Said, do you think you can? You have come to start business. Do you think you can prosper? Do you think you can? We will deal with you. That's to instill fear. That's to instill fear. But thank God they are doing well in that business. They are making progress because he knows who he is. It's not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of God. It says, indeed, they shall surely assemble. He said, but not because of me. I have not sent them. I think his message Bible that said, it's not me that is sending them. They have sent themselves, but I am for you. Hallelujah. He said, they shall gather, but whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. This is the truth that you will hold on to. Not just going from pillar to post, seeking for solution. When you believe this, when you hold on to this, God will back this up for you. Back it up in your life, in your business, in your home, over the lives of your children. Say, whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. He says, behold, I've created the blacksmith who blows the coal in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work and have created the spoiler to destroy, said, no weapon. Everybody say, no weapon. No weapon. Say, no weapon formed, fashioned against you, against your business, against your life, against your children. He said, no weapon shall prosper. That means they shall be wasted. They will gang up. They will do whatever they need to do. But they cannot prosper. And he says, every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. He said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is for me. That means God backs this up in your life, in your home, over the lives of your children, concerning every aspect of your lives. So this is what we should know and be bold about. Hallelujah. Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you don't know the truth, you will be in bondage to fear. But we are not in bondage to fear. Hallelujah. Because we are learning the truth and we are living our lives by the truth of God's word. By the truth of God's word. You know, as a young girl, maybe about 19 or 20, I started hearing things like this. When I was going to go to school, for the first time of leaving my mother, who had labored to have just two kids, she took me here, she took me there, and there. Hey, about three places. And they did this, they did that. Out of fear. I remember one of the people was an Afa relative. He said, Omo, you jaderi. Hey, Joe. Eba Miche. You know, out of fear. And they did some packaging. You know, my husband told me about his own packaging. Igbadi. Igbapa. Then I got to school, I got saved. And I realized that I couldn't do the two together. It's so pitiable to find people who go to church still consulting such places. And when I say church, I mean a church like our own. Pentecostal, full gospel. That means we have lost touch with the truth of God's word. For somebody to get to that level, where you think that what can happen, I mean, the only thing you can do is to secure. They call it security, insurance. There's no insurance anywhere except in God. And such people, the way they handle, who do such things? So when I got to school, one was for me to be leaking, another one to be taken back to. I got saved. I just packed everything. I threw it away. Then Mama came, like how many weeks later? She came, we were talking, and she said, Kemi, all those things, I hope you are using them. I said, no, Mama. I actually have thrown them away. She said, why? I said, Bible says, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. And every mouth that stand against me in judgment. I said, don't worry, nothing will happen to me. That God is able to keep me. And I've decided to just rely on them. I have stopped using them. In fact, I have thrown them away. You know, she didn't argue with me. She didn't fight me. I had thought that it was going to be a really tough time for me to tell her the truth. I wasn't bold enough to bring about the conversation, but she brought it on because her mind was on it. She wanted her daughter to be secured and all of that. Then I just told her. Then another time, we're going to go to Idebu to have some burial. And you know, some people don't go to their villages. Out of fear. My village people, they are after me. They are after this. They are after that. So they had done all kinds of things. You know, all kinds of rituals. It was going to be a big party. They had done all kinds of rituals. I just graduated from School of Nursing. That was 1988. And one of my aunties that came to the house, that a prophet came to her that you have an event ahead of you. You have to be careful. Somebody in your family just graduated in school, so that evil will not happen to the family through her or whatever. Do you have to do certain things? I didn't know, and I was the only one that I just finished. So, but my uncle was so, he was just angry. He said, you are the one that they gave the message to. Go and do what they asked you to do. Go and spend the money and do whatever. So one day, I didn't know all that. I just got up in the morning, getting dressed to go to work, and Baba started calling everybody. That was like a week or two to the burial. Started calling everybody to come. He had prepared whatever. And right in the sitting room, they will kneel down to drink. Kneel down to drink. That morning, I woke up and down. I knew that it would soon be my turn for him to call me. I said, of course, I knew I wasn't going to take it. But I knew also the fight that would come out of that. But he called me. When he called me first. I didn't answer. Second time, he shouted, Kemi, Kemi, Osimeni. I answered, did you hear me calling you? Kneel down there and drink. I said, I don't want, sir. I said, I'm not going to, I don't want, sir. Say, hey, you don't want. Okay, go. That's how I left. And I went for the burial. In fact, at the burial, I was praying for all of them in the church because I knew they were not saved. I was busy when they were crying that Mama don't, you know, me, my own cry was, God, let these people come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Let them know you. Let them have encounter with you. I came back, no evil happened to me. Why? Because I'm established in righteousness. When we get hold of the truth of God's word and we meditate on it and we take it to be part of us, then it's going to work for us. When you find out that, some people just say, nothing. Don't say nothing, no. Don't say nothing. No. You know, just, you are like a scal about, you know, such things. No. But you attack the fear with the truth of God's word. We are not going to do what they do, fight evil with evil. No. When you try to fight evil with evil, you are just perpetuating evil. But when you attack evil with the truth of God's word, and what are the truth of God's word? Look at Isaiah chapter 44. I'm just going to go through some of those scriptures. We have the promises of God. Psalm 91 talks about no evil shall befall you. You see, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. That's truth. That's a promise of God that we have. We have a lot of those words. A lot of those words. Talking about don't fear. Don't fear their fear. Look at Isaiah chapter 44, verse 25. He says, from 24, he says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb. Is God your Redeemer? Can I have a witness in the house? Is God your Redeemer? I says, he's the one who formed you from the womb. Physically, he formed you from the womb. Spiritually, he's your Redeemer. He's your Redeemer spiritually. If you are born again following Jesus Christ, God is your Redeemer. He said, I'm the Lord who makes all things, who stretches out the heavens all alone, who spread above the earth by myself. That's the God that is on your side. On their own side is Satan. Nobody can actually empower to curse anybody except by demonic powers, through satanic powers. But God say, I am the one who stretches out. I am so big. Look at the next verse, 25. He says, who frustrates the signs of the babblers and drives diviners mad. Hallelujah. Who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge what? Foolishness. I like the way it sounds in King James. Give us King James. That one sounds... Do you have King James? Verse 25 in King James. He says, I'm the one that frustrates the tokens of the liars and makes diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. That's the truth that you should read and let it saturate your mind. that God is on your side. And when God is on your side, Job 5, look at verse 12. Job 5, 12. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can men do unto me? He said, he frustrates the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot carry out their plans. They have plans. They know what they want to do, but their hands cannot carry it. And why? Because I'm established in that truth. I know the truth. I imbibe the truth. I welcome the truth. That no matter whoever, wherever, God is on my side. And my Father is fighting for me. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You have that promises. So wherever, as the head of that organization, of that department, whosoever, you are safe in his hands because he's watching over you. Then number two, you have the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is not just an addendum we had to our prayers. You have the name of Jesus working for you. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16 talks about, in my name, on my authority. And his name stands for everything that he has done. Bible says he has spoiled principalities and powers. He has made open show of them. Principalities and powers don't have a right over your life. Why? Because Christ spoiled them. And that Christ said, you can do this in my name. In my name. In my name. In my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. And if they drink any dead, they will carry serpents. You know, serpents, scorpions, dragons, they all stand for demonic powers. Serpents, scorpions, snakes, dragons. Those are symbols for the enemy. So you carry them in your hands. They shall not hurt you. He said, if you drink anything deadly, it will by no means. That's what you need to let it sink into your heart, into your mind. It will by no means. That's why you bless your food. When you bless your food, you are saying, in the name of Jesus. When you say the name of Jesus, it's not just words. You are calling the authority, the power of Jesus over that food. That's why you should bless your food before you eat. Bless your drinks. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have the name of Jesus. I remember the story of a woman that the mother-in-law was troubling so much. Whenever the mother-in-law will come to the house, all of them will just fall sick. The children will be sick. Herself will be sick and all of that. He said, but I'm a believer. I can't send my mother-in-law out of the house. Holy Spirit said to her, when next mama comes, welcome her in the name of Jesus. That's all. At the door, she just said, mama, you are welcome in the name of Jesus. Mama, She ran back to her house. Hello. That's the power in the name of Jesus. Demons recognize that. They recognize that on earth. They recognize it in the depth of hell. And when you stand in the name of Jesus, every demonic powers, they know they have to bow. So we just don't use it flippantly. It's not just something we just say after prayer in Jesus' name. You know, there's a way we water down the truth. That is not, say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Sometimes it's out of fear, out of ignorance. It's not until you call 3 times, or 7 times, or 21 times. Hello? One man of God was in the meeting, and there was a demonic person. Do you know this man did not even say a word? The man had been troubling, you know, scattering everywhere, and was coming to attack this man of God. He just stood, and the man fell flat. He didn't even say a word. If he had said a word, only God knows what will happen to that man. That's the power in the name of Jesus. Bible says, for God has highly exalted him and given him a name. And when he was going, he gave us that name. In Mark chapter 16, he said, in my name. So it's not on my authority. I'm not standing against evil because of my name, but I'm standing. If somebody gives you his name to use, you will be a fool not to use it, especially a powerful name. You go in that name, say, so and so sent me. And into that office, Jesus has sent you.
to that department, he has sent you. In your school, he has sent you. In your home, he has sent you. And you can stand upon that name. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. We have just too much for us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Take a look at that. 1 John 4. He says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because you are from Egba. Because you come to Rock Foundation Church. No. He says, you are of God, little children, because you have, and you have overcome them. Why? Greater. Because he who is in you is greater than who is in the world. There's somebody living inside of you. That's the Holy Spirit. And Bible says, is greater than that is in the world. Who is in the world? Satan is in the world. He's the author of confusion, of evil, of wickedness. But say, the one that lives inside of you 24/7, that goes everywhere with you, is greater. You must live in the consciousness that I'm not alone. I carry God inside of me. Hallelujah. They can carry demons inside of them. They can carry juju inside of them. I carry God. And wherever I go, the Holy Spirit is there with me. So live in that consciousness. Hallelujah. We have so many things. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 that the angels are ministering spirits sent to those who will inherit salvation. In Psalm 91 that we read, said, I will give my angels charge over you. You know, we can be so conscious of demons. I consciously tell myself, angels are around me. I am not alone. In my house, there are angels around me. Angels are around my children. Angels are around my husband. Angels are around where I live, where I work. I may not see them, and I don't have to see them. All I need to do is believe. Hello. They are painted pictures of demons and evil activity as if they are greater. You know, one of our children in church had a vision of heaven. 8 or 9 years old. Had a vision of heaven. He said, angels are big. And all the things this 9-year-old said, they are in the scriptures. You know that there's no way she could have fathomed what she was talking about. She talked about the fact that heaven is beautiful. I counted beautiful. It was like 6 or 7 times. He said, I mean beautiful. I mean, it's very beautiful, though. The way she was saying it. It's very beautiful. He said, let me tell you about angels. Angels, they have like four layers of wings and full of eyes. Is that not in the Bible? I say, angels were very big. I saw the angels. Very big. Hallelujah. So if demons, the angels that are watching over you, they are very big. And they are nothing compared to the ministering spirit sent forth to help you. So before you get to your office, before you get to your wherever, think about that. You are shaking hands. Your angels around you. You know, Bible talks about even little children. My Bible says their angels are beholding the face of God. And you don't lose your angel. And the more you are useful to God, the more angels that are available to serve you. Praise God. Says angels, they will carry you. Tell yourself, angels are carrying me. Angels are surrounding me. They're surrounding my children. Wherever they are, the angels of God are ministering to them. No weapon fashioned against them can prosper. Why? We have the ministry of the angels. Hallelujah. And lastly, let me just say this. I said we have so much, but our time is gone. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Jesus Christ said to the disciples, that was even before the cross. If we could say this before the cross, how much more after the cross? Luke 10:17 says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Hallelujah. And that's what we don't see. Just because we don't see the realm of the spirit does not mean that it does not exist. When you say the name of Jesus, do you know what? I think it's in 1 Peter that says, when you resist the devil, it flees. Actually, what it says is, it flees as in terror. That's what's in the original. For somebody to run away as, I'm afraid. That's what happens when you stand
to use your authority. When you use the name of Jesus, demons flee. Bible says the demons are subjects. When you say subject, that means they bow down. They bow down to us. That was before the cross. He said, even the demons are subject to us. In whose name? In the name of Jesus. And what did Christ say? He said, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. You know, devil has been painted to be big. And actually he's big, but he's not bigger than God. And they are not rivals in any way. Hallelujah. When your house self begins to do garagara before you, what do you do? Eh? When you start to fight with your house girl, you are 45, you are 48, and your house guy is 12, and you start to say, you, in this house, hey, be careful in this house. Something has gone wrong. But what you do, you sanction the, I don't want you to do this. Get out. Do this. Is that not what we do? Praise God. And that's what we are supposed to do with demons, with devil himself. It says, I saw Satan fall like lightning. But behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And he didn't stop there. He said, and nothing like damage. So, you know, those days, you say, if you do deliverance, so the demons may come back to you and come and attack you. Is that of fear? Hello. Some people say, I think it was Kenedegi. He was in a place and he just made this pronouncement. He said, that's not going to happen to me. Someone say, men of God, say, if I were you, I would not talk like that. Because in fact, this is the way he demonstrated it. He said, if I were you, I would not have talked like that. Don't you know there are demons and devils all around us? He said, I said it for that purpose. I said it for that they can hear. He said, you don't talk about this. Except you're a deliverance minister. I am a deliverance minister. And this is the deliverance message that I've given you this morning. Hallelujah. It says, all the power of the enemy and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. When believers begin to live in fear and hide and seek, we are saying that what we proclaim is not true. That the word of God has lost its efficacy. That's what we are saying. But Bible says in Proverbs, I think Proverbs 25, look at verse 1. Proverbs 25, no, 28, look at verse 1. Hallelujah. It says, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous, they are as bold as lion. The righteous in Christ Jesus, who know their rights, who have the name of Jesus, who have the promises of God, who know that they have authority, they are bold. They are bold. They are bold. Not arrogant, not stupid, but I'm bold. I'm bold. I know what is my right. I know what God has said about me. And I believe what God has said about me. And I'm going to live in the consciousness of what he has said about me. So that brings some raising of my shoulders. Not because of me, but because of him. Hallelujah. I'm bold. I am bold. Tell yourself, I'm bold. I'm established in righteousness. I'm far from oppression. I have the name of Jesus. And I have authority. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Can you open your mouth this morning and just declare the truth of God's word? That I am covered by the blood of Jesus. We didn't even talk about that. You know, Bible says, touch not, touch not. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. The blood covers. The blood speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. Can you just declare with your mouth this morning that thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you, Father, because I'm established, I'm getting established more and more in this truth, in this truth, in this truth, for myself, for my household, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because they may gather, but not by you. And any gathering of hell against my life, against my home, against my progress, they are falling, they are falling, they are falling. Open your mouth and declare the truth this morning. Every gathering around my life, around my children, around my progress. Every gathering of evil, they are falling. They are falling left, right, and center in the name of Jesus. I am far from oppression. I'm going to enjoy the progress, the peace of God, the prosperity that God has come to offer. He said, I've come to give life and to give it more abundantly. I'm going to enjoy the abundance of God, spiritually, physically, in my business, in my career, because greater one lives inside of me. The greater one is inside of me, and it's not just hitchhiking. It's not just spending time, you know, uselessly in my life. The greater one, Bible says, the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. They said that's that same spirit will give life. Will give life not only to your body but to your affairs in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am far, far, far from oppression. I am far from oppression, and I'm established. This one is saying, Father, thank you for the ministry of angels. Oh, I welcome afresh the ministry of angels. That the angels, they are carrying me. They are carrying everything that is of concern to me in the name of Jesus. They are carrying me in their hands. They are carrying my fears. They are carrying my children in the name of the Lord Jesus. They are carrying what you have put inside my heart, in my heart, in my life, in the name of Jesus. No evil, no evil. Open your mouth and declare, no evil. No matter how small, no evil shall befall me in the name of Jesus. As this year runs to an end, God is going to crown it with his goodness and with his mercy. God is crowning 2023 with his goodness. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. I will see, I will experience, I will enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, we give you thanks. Can we just lift up our hands and thank God who has given us this privilege? Let's thank him. This truth, let's thank him. This is what people don't know, and they're running helter-skelter, seeking for help where there is no help. Father, thank you, Father. We thank you for the truth of your word. For the truth of your word. We welcome it. We embrace it. We thank you. We thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you. We thank you for the truth of your word. I don't know what you may be going through. I don't know the fears around you. I want you to just address it. Say, no, 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 no. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. No, in the name of Jesus, fear concerning my job, concerning my career, my business. No, no, I refuse you in the name of Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am bold as a lion. I am bold to enjoy what God has for me. I'm bold. I'm courageous. That's what God told Joshua. I said, be bold. Be courageous. Because you are going to do this and that for me. Because you are still going higher. There are things God has in stock for you. You think that God has prospered you. Yes, there's still more prosperity. Yes, there's still more advancement. Yes, there's still more God wants to do with your life. And you are not going to succumb to fear. Fear of unknown, fear of what people will say or do. No, he said, I shall not be afraid. What can man do unto me? I'm going to actualize, I'm going to experience everything that God has for me in the name of Jesus. He says, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, the things that have not entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Say, Lord, I welcome the things that you have for me. I welcome them in the name of Jesus. I'm getting more prosperous in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I am righteous and I'm bold as a lion, bold to declare the truth, bold to live for you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You know, that's Numbers 22 that we read. He said, there's no... Don't let me quote it. Let's read this. Numbers. You know, there was a time I told myself, when prosperity, obati the prosperity, that's when you can cover it. You know, when you have not really prospered, when you have not really gotten to where God wants you to be, there's prosperity, that there's advancement that God has for you. There are things that God wants to achieve in your life. And the one that wants to achieve it is capable enough to protect and to secure it. That's when you say, ah, me, if I come on. When God prospers you,
He said, when you give, you have hundredfold. And with persecution, they will persecute you, but they can't overcome you. Hallelujah. They will persecute. They will say all sort of things. Look at Numbers 22. Numbers chapter 22. Okay. Let me look for the verse. When Balaam, he started preparing to curse them. You know what he said? He said, instead of cursing, he started to bless. Hello. Instead of placing curse, he started to bless. I want to look for the verse. He said, there is no enchantment against Jacob. 23, all right. Look at verse 8 first on 23. He said, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Has your father cursed you? Huh? No. God, Father is blessing you. He said, how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced? That's talking about the righteousness. That's talking about righteousness. Then where's, okay, verse 23. He said, for there's no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. He said, it now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, see what God has done. Hallelujah. See what God has done. So if you think God has done something, greater things are still coming your way. That will make them to see what God has done. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands and just bless him. Father, we give you praise. We worship you. We adore your name. We welcome your truth of your word. We welcome what you have for us. We are not going to live in fear. Fear of unknown. Fear of attack. Fear of what the wicked can do. No, you said they will gather, but not by you. And every gathering that is not from you, they will scatter. We receive that word this morning. We worship you, our Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Take your seat. Let me just drop this. Do you know that the people of Israel, that Balaam could not curse. He couldn't curse them. He says, I behold righteousness. There's a shout of the king among them. When he could not curse them, do you know what he said to him? He now advised the king, Balak. He said, I know there's a way we can get them. Let's lure them. Let's get them into sin. And Bible says, in one day, 24,000 people died. Let's lure them. They lure them into idolatry. They lure them, their men, to sleep with their women. Whereas God has said they should know. The only thing that can work against you is when you work against yourself. That's the only way the devil can be empowered. That's the only way. Bible says, the one that breaks the edge, serpent will bite. And the way you break the hedge is by walking in unforgiveness, not walking in love, trying to do tit for tat. Ah, you know, I'm one year, they're against me. There's no, 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 no. Let's come to maturity. They will be against you. They may not like you. Show on a corner. I remember a day somebody said to me, that man is forcing me in this land. And he's not even from Egba. Yeah. See, how can he should go back to his state? Also jokingly, but the Bible says out of the abundance of the earth. I mean, I heard this myself. See, he's not even from Egba, and he has come. He should go back to his state and go and be doing. Only God knows what they must have said about that man behind, before such a person can, such utterance. So that's part of it. But you're just going to love them and smile because you know that the greater one lives inside of you. It's not that you're stupid. Ah, God bless you. Oh, I'm praying for you. And that's when you, hey, this man, I thought he would fight me. That woman, no, we don't need to fight. It's kingdom against kingdom. I'm my own kingdom. The kingdom where I belong to is bigger, is greater. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Professor Kende, please take the offering while we have the choir.